Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we thank you today.
Thank you, Lord.
We worship you, sir, and we praise you with all of our hearts. And today on this broadcast, we serve you with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. And we give you praise and honor for revelation from heaven. And we receive it and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. You?
I'm doing exceptionally
well.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
We're ready.
I want to tell you something about Gloria Copeland. Now, you're seeing this in the second week of July, but we're taping it. This is the 20th day of May. And April the 13th, we celebrated our 54th wedding anniversary. Now, all of these years, 54 years, I don't remember ever, not one time, getting up and see her with a frown on her face. I've never seen it. Now, she's seen me like this. I get up, you know, like somebody just drug me under the door. But every time she'd walk in, she got a smile on her face, and she'd say, "Good morning, darling," and reach up and give me a big old kiss. I tell
that's
you.
That's because you're so sweet.
That's what fixed me up. Hey,
well, I appreciate
man.
Those
Glory
good words.
Glory to God.
I'll try to keep it up.
Amen. I mean every word of it. Let's go back to our scripture base that we started last week from Romans 14:23. He that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now that, to a lot of people, that's a shocker. Now, doubt is fear-based and fear dependent. You cannot you can't doubt without having it based in fear. That's just the way it works. So now, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And remember, Gloria, we talked about the Amplified Translation says, whatsoever does not originate or proceed from faith. It didn't start with faith, and it didn't come from faith. Well, if it's not faith, it has to be fear. And we talked about, and we scripturally founded and found the truth and based it all on Scripture, that fear connects you to the devil the way faith connects you to God. And there is no in-between. You can't just hang there between the two. That's not going to happen. It can't happen. It is a spiritual impossibility for any human being to be sovereign and just stand without God or the devil.
In other words, you're going to agree with
one or the other. That's good. And it's the one with whom you agree is going to determine the outcome of the situation.
That's exactly right.
Now then, I want to talk about today. I'm going to fix this. That didn't work too good. Let's do this. There you go. Now, I want to talk to you and begin this today from this standpoint. To meditate. Whatever you meditate on, whatever you spend time thinking about. If you're meditating on the Word of God, or if you're meditating on the lies of the devil. Yeah. Meditating on the lies of the devil is called worry. That's what
that is.
Right. You meditate on it. It's on your mind. You're thinking about it. Whatever you're thinking about all the time is where your base is. Now, here's what I mean. If you're worrying about, you're worrying about your job. You're thinking about this. You're worried about it all the time. What begins to happen? In your mind's eye, you begin to see yourself failing at that job or whatever part of it you're worried about. You're worried about the way you're treated there. You're worried about what's going to happen here. You're worried about what's happening in the government. Well, is the government going to mess up my job? If I do, what'll I do without my job? How'll I get any money? Da-da-da-da-da. You can't do that without seeing yourself in that disaster all the time.
That's right.
Now, the problem with that, Gloria, is it gets in your mouth. You begin to believe it in your heart.
Yeah.
Now, the born-again child of God was born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. Now, that incorruptible seed, that is 1 Peter, the first chapter, that word seed of the Word of God, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, let's take a look at 2 Corinthians and let's find out what happened there. Look in the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man or any person, any human being be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. Now, he's talking about the spirit man.
Yeah.
Now, the mind has to be renewed with the Word of God. But we're talking about when you got born again, before you were born again, your spirit being, you are a spirit, you have a soul made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions, and your soul live in this physical body. At that time, your spirit produced fear. All the time. Fear was in there. Fear had to be managed all the time. It was there, it functioned all the time. And when you got born again, that old man died. That old spirit, you're not just a forgiven sinner. No. No, you were an old sinner, but you became a new person, a new man in Christ Jesus. So now when that happened, the old spiritual forces in your spirit passed away and became new by the Word of God with this exact same spiritual DNA as Jesus, because the Word of God, we were born from above. Amen.
Right.
So now there's not a fountain of fear in your spirit man. There's a fountain of faith in there. But now you can minister fear into your spirit. Amen. And you just keep meditating on the lies of the devil. What's going to happen to me? I'm so broke. I'm so sick. I'm so this. I'm so that. My children are going to hell, and I'm this and I'm that. And all of that. Mm-hmm. And you begin to minister fear into your spirit being. Well, now when you do that, it chokes the Word.
You yield to fear, and then you minister fear into your spirit.
Yeah, and what happens there the whole time, through fear, you're connected to Satan. He has access to your innermost counsel because you're thinking about him all the time. You don't realize you're thinking about him, but when you're thinking about anything that's under the curse, anything out there that steals, kills, destroys, anything, when that's what you're thinking about, then he has access to those thoughts because that's his realm. That's where you're living. That's where you're thinking. Now, what gets rid of fear? Perfected love casts out fear, according to 1 John, the 4th chapter, 16th verse.
Yeah.
So there has to be a change there someplace. You have to switch off one and switch back on the other and begin to develop your faith. Now, let's go over to Joshua. Let's look at the book of Joshua. And we will look at the very first chapter of the book of Joshua. God has never commanded anybody to be in fear. The command has always been to fear not. Amen. You need to go through sometime, just go through the whole Bible and count all the time that the Bible said, fear not, believe only, and so forth and so on. Now, let's look at this. What's happening here? Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Now, notice, he's talking to him about going across that Jordan. Now, he's been over there, but it's been 40 years since he's been there. Now, think about this. You know, he and Caleb and 10 others went across there. Now, those other 10 are dead and gone now. And he and Caleb are the only ones left of that whole generation that's alive. But now think about what he's thinking about. What's on his mind? The last time he was over there, he saw some giants. The last time he was over there, he saw their walled cities, and he saw all that. So those pictures, that's the only reference he has in his mind.
Yeah.
I'm talking about just his natural thinking. That's the only reference he has. And he's going to cross that Jordan tomorrow. What is there going to be meeting over there? What have they done over the last 40 years? Have they gotten bigger? Have the cities gotten stronger? Weaker? What? What's going on? This is on the man's mind. So what does God say? Now remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now here's the word of God. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. Now, then in the fifth verse is the word of the Lord. In the sixth verse is the command. Now, God always gives His word to bring faith and then gives the command.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, when the prophet went down to the widow and he said, fix me a cake. She said, all I've got is just enough to make a cake for my boy and me, and then we're going to die. And he told her then, he said, the oil will not fail. The meal will not fail.
That's right.
So fix me one first. So he gave her the word of the Lord. It brought faith. She did what he said. And they lived many days on it.
That's right.
So that's God's way of doing things. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall you divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. only be thou strong and very courageous, that you may observe, that you may see. You'll be able to see what to do. You'll see it inside yourself. You'll see. You'll have direction. And you'll observe. You'll observe to do according to all the law. You'll understand, and you'll receive from the Holy Spirit how to carry out what the Word has commanded, and that's what it's talking about when it's talking about the law. Now, which Moses my servant commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Amen. So now there's prosperity in this. And to prosper for him was to be victorious in battle. It was to be victorious in everything that he laid his hand to do, which he was.
But he had to obey.
He had to obey it. And you can't obey it if you don't know what it says.
So what's new about that?
Not one thing. Now, here it is. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Don't say anything else but what my word says. Don't get something else on your mind and get worry coming out your mouth. That will destroy your faith.
You're digging your hole deeper.
Yeah, you are. Now notice it. You shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein, for then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. My cross-reference says, and so does the Amplified, you will deal wisely in all the affairs of life. Now, faith and the Word will do that for you.
That's right.
Because you begin to what? You begin to see.
If you'll obey it, it will.
You see. Mm-hmm. You observe. You're going into a situation that's got all the earmarks of being dangerous and everything else. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't know what I'm going to do. Gloria, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Guess what? You ain't going to know what to do.
That's right.
Because you're worried about it. You've got in your heart that you don't know what to do. Shut up. Saying you don't know what to do. And learn this, the greater one lives within me, and he always knows what to do, and he always causes me to triumph.
Amen.
So if he's in me, then I know what to do because he knows what to do, and I meditate in his word day and night, and whatever I come up against, I receive your direction, sir, and I will do it. I will carry it out. You don't start arguing with it after you get it. Well, I just don't see how that could ever work. That's, if you already knew what to do, you'd have already done it. Amen? You'd have already fixed it. You can't fix it in the first place. Amen? But Jesus is here, and he's ready to fix it all.
That's right.
And we're going to see that in just a few moments. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid. There it is again. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So when he goes to bed that night, he's not meditating on how big the giants have gotten over the last 40 years. He's not meditating on all of their defenses and on all that over there. He's meditating on the Word of the living God. I can do this thing because
that's
greater
right.
is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I stand in the middle of this great covenant with the great God of heaven and earth, and he has strengthened me. He has given me all that I need. Praise God. He's caused me to prosper. He's given me his word. He's given me his name. All that I have in this word comes from these blood promises. These are blood covenant promises in this word. Glory to God. I'm a born again child of the living God. Now you can't meditate that and say that with your mouth and think something else at the same time. That's the way your system is created.
That's exactly how we got out of debt.
And stayed out of debt.
Many, 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 many years ago. And we didn't have anything and we needed everything.
Well, And we fouled up for nothing. We fouled up over the time, but we realized we fouled up and came back, repented of it, and meditate on the Word of God. I remember one time, man, we'd gotten $1 million behind on our bills and stuff.
In the ministry.
And so...
We'd never seen $1 million.
I remember going up to our prayer cabin over there in Arkansas, and I just spent the whole weekend over there, fasting and praying, staying before the Lord. And I went before Him and I said, Lord, I need $1 million. And I rehearsed my problem. I've learned since not to do that. Mm-hmm. Because all that you're telling Him, oh, God, I'm behind $1 million.
He already knew
that. You hadn't informed Him of anything. All you've done is rehearse it, which just one more time fed the fear and fed the worry. So, Lord, I need $1 million. And I just started praying in the Spirit. You always do well to pray in tongues, building yourself up,
yes,
praying
amen.
In your most holy faith in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, and I'm praying that way. And this went on for some hours, and I'm just praying, thank you, Lord, for $1 million. Thank you, Lord, for $1 million. But I'm meditating His Word and thinking, and I've got my ear tuned to Him because He knows how to fix this. And He's more than willing to fix it. If I'll do what He says, it'll get fixed. And I heard this, you don't need $1 million. I said out loud, you could have fooled me. He said, no, there is a spiritual problem in your ministry. If you don't correct that, then it would, if I gave you $1 million today, that same problem that got you this way in the first place would just eat that million up and you'd still be behind. Well, I began to seek the Lord to find out what it was, and He showed me what it was. Mm-hmm. He had said something to me back, several years ago, and it came up and I thought about it a little while And I don't know about that. And I let it slip and let it get away from me. And He didn't just jerk me up with the hair and slap me around. You know, He's the Holy Spirit is the ultimate gentleman. He will never shove you around. And I began to inquire of Him. He reminded me, we obeyed what He said. Zoom! Man, I mean, that $1 million just come jumping in there and you come out free. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And we're out of time.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.